Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Loose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes,
time for the Vibe Check this morning. Happy Halloween. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in. Happy Halloween.
Some of our friends are here this morning. We love it. Thank you guys for checking in with us, telling us what those good vibes are.
Who is here? Everyone is very excited because today's not only Halloween, but it's also Friday. So we're, the vibes are sky high. Let's just put it that way.
They're through the roof. They're through the roof.
Yes.
When was the last Halloween we had on a Friday? When was that?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't want to assume it was 7 years ago. I don't think that's the case.
I don't know. I mean, with leap year and stuff, it could have been. Could have been longer, could have been shorter. I'm not really too sure. Let's get to some good vibes this morning. Katie's here. She says, good morning. Happy Halloween. Very excited for tonight to go trick-or-treating with my daughter, who is dressing up as a roomie, as I'm sure every other kid is as well. Have a great day, guys, and have a safe weekend. You too, Katie.
Night, Katie. Enjoy. 2014.
Yeah, awesome. 9 years ago. Loving it. So soak it up, kiddies. Soak up the fun. I mean, next year, though, if all goes according, it'll be on a Saturday, which will be sick.
Can you imagine? We can just luck, but who cares?
Very much on a Saturday. Love it.
It is. Love it. Love it. Oh, people are going to pop off.
I mean, I feel like we said that this year, too, and I'm sitting at home watching movies, so...
So I kind of brought in a costume today, and I have to fully change and get into it.
Oh, my God.
But it's like...
I dressed up as my favorite radio host, Breezy from 90 PXY.
Get over yourself. Mm-hmm. Come on, Breeze. I was hoping you had a mask.
Dead. Yeah, I don't have clothes, so you're lucky I'm even dressed this morning.
Oh, I'm lucky. Thank you so much for doing that.
You are. What is the costume, and when's your wardrobe change?
I don't know. I should put it on in the 7 o'clock hour, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna make a lot of people happy, considering nobody can see us, so...
It's not about that. It's about just doing it for myself, but also for, you know, get video.
Right.
We'll post it.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing we can do about that. I like to dress up some days when I come to work. You know, I do for me. I know you can't see me.
I love that moment for you. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
I always see Breezy out. Sometimes I see her on the weekend. I'm like, wow, you look really nice.
Yeah.
You can't do this once in a while when you come to work?
No, couldn't be me. It's too much admin in the morning.
I love it.
Good morning. I'm the Queen of Hearts today. Have an amazing day, you guys. Ooh. Okay, Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
You know, a lot of people have really original and fun costumes, and I am always under the notion that homemade costumes and original thought out costumes are
they're best.
Superior.
Tell everyone
elite.
Tell everyone your costume last year. You crushed it.
Oh my God, my costume last year was so good.
What was that HBO special?
Chimp Crazy.
Chimp Crazy.
So yeah, I went as Tanya from Chimp Crazy.
You put Patrice, your fiance, in an ape costume.
Full blown. Nobody even knew she was at the party. It was amazing. She was like, babe, I'm really hot. I'm really sweaty. Can we take this off now? I go, no.
You're going to ruin it.
Commit to the bit.
But I'm so thirsty.
I know. I was like, keep your head on. Yeah, we were amazing. We were so, so good. Now we don't have a Halloween party to go to, so it's absolutely pointless.
Well, this is your first Halloween in your new home. You just moved in this week, so you have to pass out candy tonight. You have to do it.
I don't know if we'll be home. I'll leave a bowl out on the front.
Oh, yeah. Take one, please. Let me know how that works out for you.
Mario says, good morning. And also that he is a hardworking man today. That's literally what he wrote. Unless this is somebody else.
Now he's
Mario talking in the third person?
Mario is a hardworking man. Mario, you never call up anymore, man, and say hi. What's good?
Yeah, what's your vibe?
You can't check in.
He just did. He said he's the hardest working man today, so
you can't ask us how we're doing.
Couldn't care less.
All right, Breezy, vibes are up, though?
Vibes are good. Not one single crumb was left in the apartment, so we're out of there fully. I think Patrice is handing in the keys today.
Nice. And then officially, you're on to the next chapter.
And, it's been interesting. There's so many boxes, and I'm a touch overwhelmed, but...
Yeah, but, you know...
That's bound to happen.
That comes with moving.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes are up. I really am excited to see my niece and nephews tonight on Halloween.
Great.
They're going to look adorable. I don't know what they're wearing, but I'm sure my sister-in-law picked out something great for them. So I'll stop by there, and then I'll see where the night takes me. A couple of friends are going out. I might tag along. Be safe tonight, guys, whatever you choose to do. There are some psychopaths out on this. I don't want to see anyone at the 6 o'clock news on Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no thanks.
Coming up on the show, we have to tell you the latest happening with SNAP and what Governor Kathy Hochul is setting aside to help New Yorkers with meal assistance. Because as we know, SNAP comes to an end tomorrow if the government, with the shutdown, if they couldn't come to a deal. We're not assuming or thinking that they're probably going to strike a deal by tomorrow. So that's why everybody right now is coming together to try and help as many people as possible. We'll tell you how you can help, too. That's coming up next on the show. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're going to tell you the latest here, what's happening with SNAP and what Governor Kathy Hochul is setting aside. So she has declared a state of emergency as the deadline is running out for the federal government to fund SNAP.
Yeah.
This is the nation's largest meal assistance program. So if there's no deal to fund SNAP by tomorrow, the 1st of November, which I don't think many of us at this point are anticipating a deal taking place in the next 24 hours. We're hopeful, but also we're realistic.
Right.
If there's no deal with the government shutdown in place, benefits are going to pause for 3 million New Yorkers. That includes around 135,000 people in the 6-county region around Rochester. So in response, Hochul is setting aside $65 million in state funds to provide $40 million in emergency meals and support food banks statewide. So her office is also deploying the Empire State Service Corps and SUNY Corps members to help support local food banks. For those facing food insecurity, several resources are available. The People's Pantry, St. Andrew's Good Cupboard, Trillium Health Food Pantry. They're located all in Rochester. Mm-hmm. Then you have Ontario County. The Canandaigua Salvation Army is available. And then the Finger Lakes Action Pantry serves Wayne County. Residents, and I know we talked about this a couple days ago, they are encouraged to call 211 for assistance, which is run by United Way. So Food Link, the Rochester-based regional food bank that supports meal programs across the 10-county region, says it has been preparing for weeks for an increase in demand, because there will be a demand. Foodlink has organized pop-up food pantries, with several happening this week alone. And you can go to foodlinknewyork.org to get a list of where those pop-ups are going to be.
Absolutely.
Super helpful.
Definitely.
By the way, but we're going to see what how this plays out in the next coming days.
It's very unfortunate and very scary and frightening for people who heavily rely on SNAP and all the benefits that they get to supplement their income, food insecurity, whatever it might be. But I'm glad that we live in New York. That's the one upside. As much as people want to, you know, bitch and moan about taxes and things, like, they really do have our back at the end of the day.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, how many of you live in a neighborhood where one of your neighbors has just completely lost it when it comes to decorations? Fog machines, lights, animatronics, blow-ups, which I do find to be the trashiest, but name it. At what point does it stop being fun and start being a hazard for kids, especially with the weather not being great tonight?
Right.
We're going to share with you why one mom in Irondequoit is sick of all the neighbors trying to one-up each other, and she's thinking about the kids tonight. We'll tell you what's happening coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
How many of you live in a neighborhood with a neighbor who takes Halloween way too far? Is there such a thing? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Halloween, you guys. We got this message from Krista, and you know what got me thinking? She might have a point. Doesn't it feel like some neighbors are just constantly trying to one-up each other during Halloween?
Yeah.
Some people's front yards look like junkyards. I don't know how to say it.
No, literally, it was at my friend's in Webster on Sunday, and their neighbor had a full graveyard in their front yard. I'm talking like probably 40 tombstones. I'm like, bro.
Where do you store that stuff?
It's not that deep.
Where do you put it? Yeah. If you have suggestions on how to handle someone like Krista's neighbor, shoot us a call or text, 585-252-9800. Here's the message she sent us yesterday. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a mom from Irondequoit. I just have to share this. We have this neighbor in our neighborhood who has gone completely overboard with Halloween every year. And I mean, I get it. It's fun for the kids, right? But this guy has taken it to a whole new level. He throws decorations everywhere. You can't even tell what's supposed to be what anymore. He's got animatronics, lights, fake gravestones, now a huge fog machine that literally blows fog on into the street. The weather is supposed to be terrible Halloween night. Rain, wind, the works. It's actually perfect weather for Halloween. And she says, we've got kids walking around in cars trying to navigate through it. It's a safety hazard. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's also just obnoxious. Everyone is trying to one-up each other, and it's gotten completely out of control. I don't want to be that neighbor, but I also don't want my kids or anyone else to get hurt. Does anyone have suggestions for dealing with neighbors like this? Because my neighbor takes Halloween very seriously. How do you handle someone who takes this holiday way too far?
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, the fog thing might be a little dangerous, especially if you got cars driving through there and kids crossing the street and it being wet out tonight. Krista wants to know the best way to handle this situation.
I mean, like, listen, at the end of the day, it's one night. I know it's been up. I mean, it's too late now. It's been up this whole time. It's been up the whole month. So I fear you contacted us far too late. But at the same time, like, I don't think you have any say unless you live in like an HOA or something. Because at the end of the day, you know, my biggest thing is telling people what to do in their homes is diabolical.
Well,
I
you can
pay a mortgage. So
I understand.
You're not going to tell me what to do.
But when it starts affecting the people around you, that's why she's bringing it up. I don't know who else has a problem with it. If decorations are putting kids in danger, do you report it to the HOA or police, or do you just talk directly to the neighbor? Maybe he might be understanding. Some neighbors are not. I mean, yeah, the weather's probably not going to be great tonight, and this dude blowing fog into the street probably makes it worse, but people do it. Some neighbors really get in the spirit. Would love to hear from you guys this morning. I drove past a house on my brother's street last week.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he built one of those, what do you call those things at the cemetery where you keep the body in?
Like morgue?
Yeah, it was kind of like, it's massive.
Okay.
It looks legit, but he's got smoke blowing out of that thing like you wouldn't believe. He built bars. It looks incredible, but I'm like, dude, your front yard is only so big. It's coming up onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's when it becomes an issue. There was a house in somewhere, not really sure, where the cops were literally called because the Halloween decorations looked so, it was in South Carolina.
Oh, looked like a murder scene.
So realistic that they thought that someone was dead in the front yard. South Carolina, they were called. Oh, this is actually a completely different one. This one made it look like the house was
on
fire.
Yes, I saw that. The fire department showed up like 3 times. This house looks like it's burning up. It's incredible. But it freaked all the neighbors out. They couldn't tell if it was real or not. Let me go over to Nancy weighing in this morning. When I lived in a neighborhood like that, the fog machine literally made it impossible to see cars coming. And I get where this woman is coming from. I know it's only one night. I would just explain the situation to the neighbor. If he actually has a problem with kids being safe, he's a terrible person, period.
There should also be a sign if you're going to do something like that where it looks like your house is on fire, or it looks like there was a murder-suicide in the front yard, there should be a sign that says, like, we're okay.
Yeah.
You know, like,
everything is fine.
Like, I don't think it's that much to ask, but, yeah.
Ryan says, I'm Team Krista on this one. It's not about being a buzzkill. It's just kind of about safety. Because when your decorations start affecting the people driving down the street, that's when it's too much. It's common sense. Let's go over to this person. My husband is one of those guys who goes overboard every year,
mm-hmm.
but never at the expense of the kids. We had a neighbor one year that dressed as a werewolf and was running out onto the street, jumping out in front of cars passing by.
Oh my God. Not the werewolf.
Some people just don't think until they kill someone or cause an accident.
Or kill themselves.
Who would think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I mean, I'm all about getting into the Halloween spirit, but jumping out in front of moving cars to scare them? There are some people who drive a pickup that would have no problem flooring it.
And then swerving over your head, unfortunately. Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, if you're really that worried about your kid's safety, you're going to have to go door to door with them, unfortunately, which doesn't sound like too much fun.
You think everybody's like we had to do? They basically, I was looking at the weather throughout past years. In 1993, it snowed 2 inches.
Oh, thank God, like, I wasn't here.
Yeah, I know. You weren't around yet.
Wasn't here.
Let me go to Marco real quick. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween. Maybe Krista should just embrace it and join the chaos. The reason people go all out on Halloween is because it's once a year. And I understand this woman's name starts with a K, but that doesn't mean she has to act like a Karen.
Okay.
Okay, Marco. Thank you
this
so much.
This person says, call the town regarding ordinance. You know what? I've called the town of Parrington many times on things, and they don't do anything. So they don't do diddly squat. So
somebody just messaged in, "My Lord, I hate inflatables." Yeah, we feel you, man.
We know.
Wait until Christmas. Gets even better. Yeah,
I'm gonna take a butcher knife to those things.
Krista, you got a couple options here. Not many, but it's Halloween, okay? Kids are hitting your neighborhood tonight. You can go and talk to the neighbor and say, can you chill with the fog just so people can see where they're driving and kids are walking? Or you skip that part of the neighborhood. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, but I'm sure they don't have any money for candy anymore since they spent all their money on fog machines. So
calling the police? I wouldn't. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.